Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today brings us to Isaiah chapter 57 and 58. We'll listen into Faith Comes by Hearing's readings of these two chapters.
Isaiah 57.
The righteous man perishes, and no one lays it to heart. Devout men are taken away while no one understands. For the righteous man is taken away from calamity. He enters into peace. They rest in their beds who walk in their uprightness. But you, draw near, sons of the sorceress, offspring of the adulterer and the loose woman. Whom are you mocking? Against whom do you open your mouth wide and stick out your tongue? Are you not children of transgression, the offspring of deceit? You who burn with lust among the oaks, under every green tree, who slaughter your children in the valleys, under the clefts of the rocks? Among the smooth stones of the valley is your portion. They are your lot. To them you have poured out a drink offering. You have brought a grain offering. Shall I relent for these things? On a high and lofty mountain you have set your bed, and there you went up to offer sacrifice. Behind the door and the doorpost you have set up your memorial. For deserting me, you have uncovered your bed. You have gone up to it, you have made it wide, and you have made a covenant for yourself with them. You have loved their bed. You have looked on nakedness. You journeyed to the king with oil and multiplied your perfumes. You sent your envoys far off and sent down even to Sheol. You were wearied with the length of your way, but you did not say, "It is hopeless." You found new life for your strength, and so you were not faint. Whom did you dread and fear so that you lied and did not remember me, did not lay it to heart? Have I not held my peace even for a long time, and you do not fear me? I will declare your righteousness and your deeds, but they will not profit you. When you cry out, let your collection of idols deliver you. The wind will carry them off, a breath will take them away. But he who takes refuge in me shall possess the land and shall inherit my holy mountain. And it shall be said,
build up, prepare the way, remove every obstruction from my people's way.
For thus says the one who is high and lifted up, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with him who is of a contrite and lowly spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite. For I will not contend forever, nor will I always be angry, for the spirit would grow faint before me, and the breath of life that I made. Because of the iniquity of his unjust gain I was angry. I struck him, I hid my face and was angry. But he went on backsliding in the way of his own heart. I have seen his ways, but I will heal him. I will lead him and restore comfort to him and his mourners, creating the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to the far and to the near, says the Lord, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like the tossing sea, for it cannot be quiet, and its waters toss up mire and dirt. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked.
Isaiah 58.
Cry aloud, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their transgression, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the judgment of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God.
Why have we fasted, and you see it not? Why have we humbled ourselves, and you take no knowledge of it?
Behold, in the day of your fast you seek your own pleasure and oppress all your workers. Behold, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to hit with a wicked fist. Fasting like yours this day will not make your voice to be heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose a day for a person to humble himself? Is it to bow down his head like a reed and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast and a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover him, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh? Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, Here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger, and speaking wickedness, if you pour yourself out for the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then shall your light rise in the darkness, and your gloom be as the noonday. And the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire in scorched places, and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. And your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. If you turn back your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, and the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not going your own ways, or seeking your own pleasure, or talking idly, then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the heights of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
In my personal Bible reading journal back in 1991 concerning these chapters, I didn't write very much, but I did write Isaiah 58, fasting. 10 years later, in 2001, concerning these chapters, I wrote, there is a lot of if, then in the Bible. If we do this, then God will do this. Ifs are easy. If we obey, then God will bless. If we choose not to obey, God then allows the natural course of disobedience to take place. It's true of individuals as well as people groups, nations. And 10 more years later, in 2011, concerning these chapters, I wrote in my journal, though we rebel, walk away from God, he says, I will not contend forever, nor will I always be angry. And I was referring to verse 16 of chapter 57. We backslide, but he will heal and lead and restore, according to 17 and 18 of chapter 57. God sees through our religious hypocrisy, and I was referring to chapter 58, verses 2 through 4. Obedience to God in his ways brings blessings, according to 58, verses 8 through 14. And then I did that if-then thing again in my journal. I do believe there's a lot of if-thens in the Bible. In fact, once I tried to find them all, I tried to do a message on all the ifs that God wants us to do, and if we do them, all the thens that he will do. I've never given that message, but there are many ifs and thens in the Bible. Chapter 58 gives us a demonstration of some of them. First, he talks about the proper way to fast, and obviously he was not pleased with the way the Jews were fasting. He says in verse 3 that you fast to seek your own pleasure. He says in verse 4, fasting like yours this day will not make your voice to be heard on high. And in verses 6 and 7, he declares how they should be fasting. So that's the if you fast right, then, and the then begins in verse 8. Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, Here I am. And then there's more ifs and thens in the closing of the chapter. Verse 9 says, If you take away the yoke from your midst. 10 says, If you pour yourself out for the hungry. 13 says, If you turn back your foot from the Sabbath. And later in verse 13 it says, if you honor it. So these are examples of all the conditions of God's blessings. It's the ifs in the Bible. But as we follow the ifs in the Bible, we can receive the blessing because the then occurs in verse 14. Then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the heights of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. So here in Isaiah 58 is just an example of the ifs and thens in the Bible. What if or then are you facing right now? God's word may be convicting you to do certain things. That's the if. If you do these things, then God will bless you. Then God will hear you. Then God will provide for you. So are you wrestling with an if today? What is God asking you to do? What condition is He asking you to change in your life? The if. Every time He puts an if out there in our lives, that if will release a blessing from Him. So today, find the if. What is God asking you to do? That if. Obey in the Lord, and then watch Him bless you. Father, we thank You for the ifs and the thens in the Bible. We thank You that through the Word, You remind us what conditions You want from our lives, the ifs. And when we do the ifs, You will always release the blessings, the thens. Thank You for the conviction of the ifs in our lives. We look forward to the blessings You will release as we strive to obey You and Your word. You will receive all the glory, and we give You the praise. In the name of Jesus, amen.